Number 8. Assign action items at the end. The meeting ends, someone cleans up the conference room, and then what? Begin assigning action items at the first moment of consensus. Start at the top of your list of agreed-to items. In some cases, a participant will have agreed to the action item already. In other cases, you will have to assign it to someone on the spot. Either way, get verbal acknowledgement from each participant that he or she understands and accepts the action item. Action items speak louder than words when it comes to ending meetings. Number 9. Verify agreements. If the power of a meeting rests in its action items, the long-term effect of a meeting often comes from the agreements reached during the course of discussion. These agreements help guide both the meeting's action items and future interactions among the participants. Take a minute at the end of the meeting to summarize what you agreed to. Record it in the minutes just under those action items you assigned. This allows you to verify that you properly understood the agreement and that the meeting attendees reached a consensus on the issue. Consensus and agreement are not bad words. They just get badly misused.